Welcome back, everybody, to You Make Me Sick. We're going to start a new segment on You Make Me Sick. This is going to be called the ID Snapshot. In this segment, we're going to do a quick 5 to 10 minute breakdown of an infectious disease that is either in the news right now, has been in the news recently, or is of some concern in the ID community. Today, we feature measles. A lot of talk about measles over the last couple of years just due to the large number of outbreaks we've had here in the United States. So let's take a quick look at the measles virus. So the virus itself belongs to the Paramyxoviridae family. It is enveloped. It is a single-stranded negative-sense RNA virus. So measles is spread through respiratory droplets, and it can linger in the air or even on surfaces for up to 2 hours. So you really don't even need to touch someone directly. Just breathing the same air as a contagious person who may not even know that they're contagious is enough to get you infected. The virus itself targets a respiratory tract, but also suppresses the immune system. And this makes people more vulnerable to other infections for weeks and up to months even after having the virus or contracting the virus. So where did measles come from? So measles likely evolved from a cattle virus, something called Rinderpest, and started infecting humans somewhere around the 6th century CE. There was a Persian physician named Rhazes, and he actually gave one of the earliest clinical descriptions of measles in the 10th century, calling it more dreaded than smallpox. If we fast forward to the 20th century, prior to vaccination, measles caused millions of infections, hundreds of thousands of deaths, worldwide. And here in the United States, yearly, we were seeing 400 to 500 deaths, close to 50,000 hospitalizations, and 1,000 cases of permanent brain damage just from the measles virus. Thankfully, in 1963, the measles vaccine started being distributed. By the year 2000, measles was declared eliminated here in the United States, meaning no sustained local transmission over the last 12 months. But this doesn't mean the measles virus was gone or completely eradicated by any means. All it really needed was an opening to come back in and start to reinfect people. So that brings us to today. As of 2025, we're just seeing an unsettling resurgence of measles worldwide, as well as here in the U.S. In fact, the World Health Organization has stated that measles cases have surged by over 30% globally in the past year. Here in the United States, we're starting to see more and more clusters of measles pop up, and we are on pace to break the record amount of measles cases that we've seen since the elimination in the year 2000. Prior to this year, the most cases seen since the year 2000 occurred in 2019, with 1,274 cases. To date, as of June 18th, 2025, we have 1,197 confirmed measles cases here in the United States. And these cases have occurred in 35 different states plus Washington, D.C. Of the states affected, the largest hotspots and trends are taking place in New Mexico, Kansas, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, and most predominantly Texas. Right now, Texas has had between 750 and 800 cases, which is considered kind of a crisis zone, and these are in Gaines, Lubbock, and Lamar counties. So why is measles spreading? How did it kind of rear its ugly head back into the United States? So, looking back even at 2019, a lot of these cases were probably introduced by travel. So, they were imported from people who had been to different countries, had become infected with measles, come back to the United States, and reintroduced it into populations where the vaccination rates have dropped below what would give us something called herd immunity. To reach herd immunity, a population typically must be vaccinated to 95% or more. Unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of areas where this 95% threshold has been dipping and has opened an opportunity for measles to actually start to spread. So why the reduction in herd immunity? Why did it drop below 95%? It's probably multifactorial. So the lack of vaccination or the underrepresentation of vaccination is the main driver for this. What's driving that is a possible mix of misinformation, anti-vaccine sentiment, vaccine hesitancy, and even disruptions from COVID. So something that happened 5 years ago, but over the course of the years that followed, there were probably a lot of children who were not vaccinated, and their parents either forgot to or never followed through to get the MMR vaccine. With regard to the vaccine, it is 97% effective after two doses. It's safe, it's well-studied, and it's prevented millions of deaths worldwide since its introduction in the early 1960s. It also does not cause autism. There is no data to support that. There was a study in 1998 that came out that was debunked. The author actually lost their medical license for this. And to date, there have been no links between autism and vaccines, at least not at this point in time. And as I said earlier, this vaccine has been around since the 1960s. There have been plenty of studies. So the MMR vaccine, at least, has been proven to be safe and very, very effective. One thing I will say as well is that measles is not a mild childhood disease. Besides the fever, rash, and kind of that miserable malaise that you get, it can lead to pneumonia, it can lead to blindness, encephalitis, and death. And children under 5 and adults over 20 are actually at the highest risk for these complications. There has also been debate whether or not the recent influx of immigrants from various countries is fueling this measles outbreak. This is a big misconception, and measles outbreaks are driven by low vaccination rates, not by immigration status. There's no data right now that supports the idea that undocumented immigrants are fueling any kind of U.S. outbreaks. In fact, a lot of the immigrants that we've had from countries like Mexico and Guatemala have government immunization programs set in place, and in a lot of areas, these undocumented immigrants who have come in have higher vaccination rates than U.S.-born children. That kind of leads me to my next point, is who is not getting vaccinated right now? There is school exemption data, and this is available state by state, and it actually shows that white, middle class, and highly educated populations often have higher personal belief exemptions, which is a driving force in local outbreaks that we're seeing here in the United States. So it's a lot of misconceptions regarding how this is happening, but the bottom line is it's just lowering that immunization status and that threshold below that 95% is really fueling these outbreaks. The data has also shown that over 90% of the current cases here in the U.S. have occurred in individuals who are unvaccinated or unknown. So that isn't to say that if you've had the vaccine that you are completely out of the woods. There are cases sometimes that do pop up. It's usually a very low percentage, though, where you can get measles even after being vaccinated, which is true with most vaccinations that are out there. So what should we expect to see in the future? It's hard to say. It is not even July yet, and we've almost reached the record number of cases of measles here in the United States since its near eradication in the year 2000. So I would definitely say we're probably going to see that number reach a new record, but it's hard to tell right now how much more or how many more cases we're going to see. One other note about the vaccine, after you've received your initial doses in childhood, it is typically considered lifelong, so you shouldn't need to receive them again. There are special exceptions, sometimes for healthcare workers, they will have them get a second dose later on in life. But for the typical person, usually just the two doses as a child and you're good to go. So that is the You Make Me Sick snapshot, focusing on measles. We'll be back with other episodes in the future with a goal of highlighting infectious diseases that are in the news right now or of concern in the ID community. Thank you again, everybody, for listening. If you have any questions, comments, requests, please feel free to email at youmakemesickpod@gmail.com. And we are also on X at makemesickpod. Thank you again, everybody, and please remember to wash your hands.